Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 26, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and I hope everyone had a very happy Christmas and a Merry New Year. It is the end of December. Wow. I mean, what a look back at 2020. You know, I remember last December doing the last broadcast of the year and taking phone calls and talking about, you know, the upcoming election. We were playing the Bachman-Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet. Frank from North Carolina, of course, was still with us, and he and many others had various predictions of what 2020 was going to be like, and little did we know that we were going to be going through this super hyped, hoaxed pandemic, which I've got some news I'm going to get to. I've got several clips I want to play. I've got a lot I want to do today. We're going to take phone calls second hour. But about a caller that called in, a doctor that called into the Rush Limbaugh show this week, we'll be getting to that. But a couple of programming notes. I wanted to say, Alan filled in for Steve on Sunday, and he spent a little bit of an extended time with Lauren that calls in from time to time. That was pretty darn interesting. Excuse me, I just wanted to make mention of that. You can go back and check it out in the archives. It was the second hour. And also, he had called and mentioned that he was listening somewhere to a rebroadcast of the Power Hour. And it was apparently was some time back. And Frank had called in. Frank from North Carolina had called in on that broadcast that Alan had run across and was listening to. So, I wasn't able to field that phone call, so I got a voicemail from Alan, and couldn't help but make me smile. You know. So, I wanted to throw that in. Okay, the pardons are going on. And it's pretty interesting. Trump has pardoned Kushner's dad, amongst a whole litany of others, some of which I agree with, some maybe not so much. But what about Assange? What about Snowden? I guess we will have to wait and see on that, where that goes. So, I mean, it is amazing what we're seeing in the news. The mainstream media here in this area is demonizing our very own. I'm in the 13th district of North Carolina congressional district, and my congressman is Ted Budd, which I've mentioned from time to time. But anyway, he has come out and said that he's going to oppose the electors or whatever's happening on January 6th as a corrupt election. And boy, here in the local media, he is getting quite the scathing, even though everybody agrees that he's doing the right thing for the most part, his constituents in this area. But the local mainstream media is, of course, the outrage. Of course, they all got the memo that the baseless claim that there was election fraud. I mean, you know, we should really give thought, because before I get started on the news, I wanted to say a couple of things. One, I've listened to maybe a little more. I've had a little more time. I've got a new headset in case things sound different. For years, for I don't know how many, 5 years, I've used like a $12 headset from Wally World in the gaming section, which, you know, it's done fine, I guess. I mean, I don't know. But for Christmas, my wife bought me a much nicer studio quality headset. So maybe I sound a little better. I don't know. But what I wanted to say is I've listened to, you know, I've heard some Rush Limbaugh, just various broadcasts on various networks, including this one. And the question gets back around to, you know, voting our way out. Do we educate the people? Do we actually have a bloodbath revolution? And, of course, everybody's got various opinions. But and I've heard, even on Patriot Radio, not really much to my surprise, I've heard quite a bit of tall tale on young Patriot Radio from time to time, you might say. But, you know, I've heard the we'll get them next time argument, which I think is the dumbest. It's almost like the ramblings of an idiot. Well, we've just saw the fakest rigged election in history that we know of, just blatantly rigged, right. But we're going to hope that, well, next time, you know, maybe next time, they'll play fair and they won't just blatantly rig the election right in everybody's face while no one does much of anything about it except lip service. Look, to me, and I know I get your emails, and I got a ton of email off of last week's broadcast, and some of it critical of my opinion, and that's okay. That's okay. You know what? This is a broadcast where next hour, I've already got a couple emails. Just next hour, we're taking phone calls all next hour. Where, you know, some of this that I report is the facts in the news as I find them, and then some of it, obviously, any show is your opinion. But the host opinion, then, you know, next hour when we take phone calls, some of what the callers call in is facts that they see where they live or, you know, news that they report, or it's their opinion of Donald Trump or his presidency or the coronavirus or whatever, you know. But I've heard a lot of various opinions on various radio broadcasts, and it comes back to this with me, and you guys know that listen frequently, and that is the fact that the Republicans, look at Mitch McConnell, he's telling the Republicans don't fight for the election anymore. I mean, my God. And then, of course, we always have a nitwit Mitt Romney and that type of thing. Chris Christie's criticizing the president for continuing to fight in this election battle. But, you know, when we get a couple of more weeks down the road, I promise, once we do the broadcast after the inauguration, however it goes, you know, if I'm wrong, if the Republicans actually finally somehow some miracle happens and the Republican Party actually grows a set, I will stand corrected. But until then, as long as the Republican Party remains the professional white flag erector team, and I've been right so far. In fact, I'm going to go back and find the clip the Saturday before the election where I was saying I thought there was going to be massive rigged voting and that they would be saying Biden was the president. And here's why. Here's why. Why was the Durham report and the Horowitz report and all this so delayed? I used to tune in and catch Sean Hannity, and he'd be talking about, oh, the arrest, oh, the reports are coming out. They had to rig the election so they can sweep all of this massive, massive corruption in the Biden family, Comey, Clapper, the coups, all of this just massive, sickening corruption that is Washington, D.C., under the rug with the massive corruption of a rigged election. And then in conjunction with using the coronavirus, which I am here to tell you, if you turn on the evening news and see what they're saying about, of course, the second wave, we're going to be getting into to all of that here shortly, but I just wanted to say that, man, I have never heard Patriot Radio be so all over the place as it is right now with their various host views on reality. Now, I think there's been several hosts that was ahead of the game for me, because when this coronavirus first came out, I was erring on the side of caution. Been 100 years since the pandemic. I'd been, a real pandemic. I'd been expecting the 1917-18 flu. I had been expecting at some point it would come back. I was not aware of, like, Harry Vox and some of the reporting that he'd been doing. So when this thing first came along, I'm talking about January, February, March of last year, I was sitting back, erring on the side of caution to see if this thing was going to be a real mass killer. But there were several, Steve Elkins, John Stattmiller, there were several calling it out earlier than me, Tony in Chicago, for it being, a globalist tool, not that bad, 99.97% recovery rate, as we all now know. But look at the mileage the globalists have gotten. And look at how now, I mean, you know this. I know I'm talking to the choir, I'm preaching to the choir, but how now, The best thing that's come out of this whole situation is that how many people see that the news media is just nothing but a propaganda machine against the people. They really are the enemy of the people because they have an agenda and they don't report the truth. I mean, it's just that simple. Now, let me get us started here. RBN's been off since Wednesday night, to the best of my knowledge. So there's not been a broadcast Thursday or Friday. There's been a lot that's happened. I wanted to start with, how about the explosion in Nashville on Christmas morning? Now, the story is that the police come up on this RV who had a recording that it was a bomb and it was going to explode. So they started vacating the area on Christmas morning in downtown Nashville. Now, some of the latest, which, of course, you have to go far away to get any real news, possible human remains found near intentional bomb site in Nashville. This is RT.com. Investigators have found a suspected fragment of human remains in close vicinity of the blast site in Nashville, Tennessee, according to police chief, but it's not clear if the tissue might belong to a suspect or a victim. Tissue was found at the site, but authorities have yet to confirm whether it belongs to a human. It's still unknown if anyone was inside the recreational vehicle that exploded early Christmas morning in downtown Nashville, causing a fire and damage to several buildings. In the aftermath of the blast, three people were taken to local hospitals, but none of them with critical injuries. So I just wanted to report, and I know a lot of people that listen to this broadcast don't watch the news, and they get a lot of their news and information from RBN and various other sources, but anyway, an explosion shook the deserted streets of downtown Nashville early Christmas morning. This is the AP, and the FBI is investigating, so it'll be interesting to see. Of course, we'll probably never really know for certain, maybe, but who knows? Well, it'll be interesting to see who they claim was behind that. How about that? I'm not the biggest Rand Paul fan, but you get your information where you can, and sometimes he puts out some good information. And this time of year, Rand Paul releases his Festivus report. So I wanted to lead off with just a little bit of how your tax money is spent by our elected officials in the federal government of the United States. So prepare yourself this day after Christmas. Hopefully you're sitting there with your coffee or your hot chocolate, a loved one, and prepare for the warm fuzzies. Here we go. This year, Paul identified, I think that's $54 billion in government waste, which includes studies on the consuming ground-up bugs, 1,327,000, as well as the prevalence of party drug use at New York nightclubs, 1,454,000. In fact, the ground up bugs thing, I'm sorry, these numbers are so big and it's a little early. That was 1,327,000,000. Additionally, the National Science Foundation received 1,557,000 to walk lizards on a treadmill, while the National Institutes of Health and Department of Veteran Affairs received $4,575,000,000 in grants to spray alcoholic rats with bobcat urine. They put rats in cage and literally sprayed them with bobcat urine, a predator's odor, to simulate trauma. Then they tested whether males and females responded differently. The Festivus report replied. The Kentucky Republican also listed his top 10 grievances. Despite spending 15 years and billions of dollars, American counter-narcotics efforts in Afghanistan are ineffective. The Fish and Wildlife Service is subsidizing yachting. The NIH paid to find out if hot tubbing can lower stress. Using CARES funding, the FAA renovated a taxiway on the airport on Nantucket Island that's used by private jets. The DOD lost more than 100 drones over Afghanistan. U.S. aid is open to creating a venture capital fund in Bosnia for bad investments. I don't know. This goes on and on, but I guess really if you just say that the National Science Foundation received $1,557,000 to walk lizards on treadmills, that basically says it all, don't it? But how about this now? You know, the spending bill got to the desk of Trump, but he vetoed it because he wanted the American people to get $2,000 instead of $600. As part of the more than 5,590-page spending bill, the deal provides that the country of Jordan, with up to $500 million in taxpayer money to provide assistance to the government of Jordan to support the armed forces of Jordan and to enhance security along its borders. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that makes us all sick of the federal government of the United States. $500 million to the Jordanian military. Now, the thing about this is, the complaint was that the American people was only getting the measly $600 instead of $2,000. The rest of this insanity, the Republicrats and the Democrats go along with. Otherwise, the bill gives $250 million in taxpayer money to countries of Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman for enhanced border security. Specifically in Lebanon, the bill gives taxpayer money to secure the borders of Lebanon. While, as everyone in this audience knows, that you know the main goal of the United States government in America is to make damn sure that we don't have any border security whatsoever. The bill also spends $700 million in taxpayer money on assistance for Sudan and its citizens. The provisions are coupled with direct relief payments for Americans that are half of the $1,200 originally delivered in the CARES Act passed earlier this year. The bill provides $600 stimulus checks for individuals and $1,200 for couples. Congress chopped the ICE budget by $107 million. I know Trump vetoed this, and this went. They're still haggling over it. But all of this pork was not the reason. It was the measly $600 payola to the American people, which the federal government of the United States and the state governments and local governments have intentionally ruined small business through the coronavirus hoax. The cuts will pressure the agency to restart catch and release. The bill funds 34,000 detention beds, which is 26,000 beds less than the president budget requested. On and on and on. It gives We'll continue running down the list on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Figured running down the bill that was on Donald Trump's desk, and it's just incredible. I mean, just think about 5,500 page bills. Who and how long would it take you? I mean, those of you that read books know that if you get a 200 or 300 page book, it's quite a bit to consume at times, but this is just some, so it doesn't matter. When it comes back, it's going to be like this. I mean, sure, they may give a little more money to the peasantry, but at this point, I mean, what are we? I've got a clip after the bottom of the hour I'm going to play of Rand Paul discussing this, but let me run down some more of these numbers. 169 million to Vietnam, including 19 million to remediate dioxins, page 1476. Unspecified funds to continue support for not-for-profit institutions of higher education in Kabul, Afghanistan, page 1477. 198,323,000 to Bangladesh, including 23.5 million to support Burmese refugees. 130 million to Nepal for development and democracy programs, page 1485. Pakistan, $15 million for democracy programs, and wait for it, $10 million for gender programs, page 1486. Sri Lanka, up to $15 million for refurbishing of a high-endurance cutter, which is a type of patrol boat. Gosh. $500 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama to address key factors that contribute to the migration of unaccompanied undocumented minors to the United States. So since, you know, our Congress is too inept and too impotent and too much of a bunch of sold-out traitors to actually build a wall and enforce any kind of sound immigration policy, well, by golly, we'll just spend $500 million in their countries to, well, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be just total waste and people. Foreign aid is the poor people of a rich country giving money to the rich people of a poor country. You know, Ron Paul said that, and it's such a true statement. I mean, it's just sick. And here we are. The peasantry in America is taxed into poverty. And this is what the federal government of the United States comes up with for a budget. You know, anytime any Republican, I guess you'll never hear a Democrat, but anytime any Republican is running for office, especially that already holds office, and they're talking about balancing the budget, how many times have you heard that? Reining in the deficit, everyone should just laugh out loud and throw confetti in the air. 74.8 million to the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative, page 1498. 33 million for democracy programs in Venezuela. An unspecified amount to Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Trinidad. 132 million for assistance in Georgia. 453 million for assistance in the Ukraine. 26 million for the Kennedy Center, a billion for the Smithsonian. You know, you can't even go to most of these places now, right? 154 million for the National Art Gallery, 167 million for the National Art and Humanities. Egypt, 1 billion 300 million, Sudan, 700 million, Ukraine, 453 million, Israel, $500 million, Nepal, 130 million, Burma, 135 million, Cambodia, 85 million 500,000, Pakistan, 25 million, Asia, RIA, 1 billion 400 million, and wait for it, the good old U.S. citizen, $600. I mean, just this should have everybody lighting the torches and sharpening the pitchforks. Just the fact that the sellout traders that represent, unfortunately, the American people would put together this kind of ridiculous budget, just spreading money all over the world and continuing to bankrupt the American people for generations. Not me. I guess my great-great-great-great-great-grandkids, if I was to have any in this country, would be bankrupt. I mean, just total ridiculous. Is there any other country in the world or the history of the world that's ever done the stupidity that this country is engaged in? I mean, not only do we have all these military bases all over the world that we fund and we've really caused the majority of the upheaval with, like, these Middle East wars, these endless wars. But on top of that, the American people are taxed into poverty while the federal government just spends money wildly, not only in America on all kind of ridiculous causes like putting lizards in the red mills, but all over the world. America is the laughing stock of the entire world. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. Before I play the clip of Rand Paul, I wanted to say my son's gave me a book, The Lost Ways. I'd seen this advertised, and we're going to talk about this a little more in the future, but this book goes through how to dig your own wells, how to make your own smokehouse, casting bullets, how to make gunpowder, just all kinds of survival. How to make charcoal, all kinds of survival. And it's all about how people lived, you know, centuries ago. The Lost Ways. We're going to discuss that further as I get into the book. But I wanted to throw that in. We're going to play a clip here of Rand Paul. This is earlier in the week. It was on 12/21. What would that have been? Monday. This is what Rand Paul had to say about the budget, and one of the reasons I wanted to play this clip is I want you to take note when you listen to this of how much money the U.S. government took in last year, or this year, and how much it spent. Here we go. Audio number two, please, Kim.
Senator from Kentucky.
Republicans like to mock modern monetary theory, the idea that government can print money with impunity, that government can spend whatever it wants without the need to tax. Modern monetary theory is basically the Dick Cheney deficits don't matter crowd, trussed up with a new fancy title. Most Republicans rightly lampoon this quackery, that is, when they're not practicing the quackery themselves. Today, many of these same Republicans will vote for a bill that makes modern monetary theory look like child's play in comparison. The monster spending bill presented today is not just a deficits don't matter disaster, it is everything Republicans say they don't believe in. This bill is free money for everyone. Proponents don't care if you're fully employed or own your own house or own your own business. Free money for everyone, they cry. And yet, if free money were the answer, if money really grew on trees, why not give more free money? Why not give it out all the time? Why stop at $600 a person? Why not $1,000? Why not $2,000? Maybe these new free money Republicans should join the Everybody Gets a Guaranteed Income Caucus. Why not $20,000 a year for everybody? Why not $30,000? If we can print up money with impunity, why not do it? The Treasury can just keep printing the money. That is, until someone points out that the emperor has no clothes and that the dollar no longer has value. To so-called conservatives who are quick to identify the socialism of Democrats, if you vote for this spending monstrosity, you are no better. When you vote to pass out free money, you lose your soul and you abandon forever any semblance of moral or fiscal integrity. So the next time you see Republicans in high moral dudgeon claiming and complaining about spending of Democrats and socialism, remind them if they supported this monstrous bill, that really the difference between the parties is less Adam Smith versus Marx and more Marx versus Engels. How bad is our fiscal situation? Well, the federal government brought in $3.3 trillion last year and spent $6.6 trillion. The deficit last year, a record-busting $3.3 trillion. If you're looking for more COVID bailout money, we don't have any. The coffers are bare. We have no rainy day fund. We have no savings account. Congress has spent all the money long ago. The economic damage from this pandemic is not the reason for this runaway spending. This spending's been going on for decades. Every year, even before we get to all the extra COVID-free money, we've been spending $1 trillion we don't have. Today's money is gone. So Congress is spending tomorrow's money. The spending chart is a red line of red ink that goes on forever. When we talk about spending tomorrow's money, it's not just the money that we need next month, it's the money we might need in a decade. It's the money we will need in 1, 2, 3 generations from now. For national defense, for infrastructure. This is the money that your children and your grandchildren will pay back with interest. The deficit doubling and tripling. Under George Bush, it went from $5 trillion to $10 trillion. Under President Obama, it went from $10 to $20 trillion. We're now at $27 trillion, but we're adding it at $1 trillion a year before we get to this COVID budget-busting bailout. Every tax-paying American already owes over $136,000, and they're staring at projections into the future that show no end. We are $27 trillion in debt today. How do we expect a child to have the economic opportunity when this crushing debt is their inheritance from Congress? The numbers are mind-boggling. It's hard to conceive of what $1 billion is, much less $1 trillion. How big is a billion? Well, 1 billion seconds ago was 1988, and Reagan was president. 1 billion minutes ago, Jesus walked the shore of the Sea of Galilee. 1 billion hours ago, man still lived in caves. But $1 billion ago was just 80 minutes ago. $1 billion ago at the rate Congress spends money was just 80 minutes ago. All of this should be setting off alarm bells. But the only alarm bells in Congress are sounding the alarm for more spending and more debt. No cuts, no offsets, no pay-fors, no prioritization. Just print it up. Print up more money and give it out to everybody because it's free money. Come and get yours. Well, the getting's good, but it leads to a mountain of debt. Spend all this money and leave the future to figure itself out. John Maynard Keynes was once asked, what about the long run? He said, in the short run, you know, you can make a stimulus, you can print money, and you can give it to everybody. And Maynard Keynes, his response was, in the long run, we'll all be dead. No concern for the future, only for the immediate. Our budget deficit for 2020 was $3.3 trillion, but this new spending package will also give us another $2 trillion in the next fiscal year. By refusing to acknowledge the debt crisis, we are only hastening the day of economic reckoning. Total debt was 55% of GDP just 20 years ago. Today, it's 128% of GDP. So our annual or our total debt is more than our GDP, 128% of our GDP. The World Bank estimates there's a tipping point of debt to GDP at about 77%. Every percentage point costs another tenth or so of economic growth. So every year we're giving up somewhere between 5 to 8% of growth every year because of this burden of debt. This is thousands of jobs every year, tens of thousands of jobs that we lose because of this burden of debt. We are borrowing and worsening this debt crisis in part because too many governors and mayors have imposed heavy-handed restrictions that crush business.
All right, there you have it. I thought that was rather interesting. We only went $3.3 trillion in debt this year. But, you know, I used to be concerned about this. I used to, want this to be handled correctly by our representatives. I don't care anymore. Blow it wide open. Go for it. That's what you're going to do anyway. There's no hope of having any kind of Congress that has any kind of legitimate, sound physical responsibility. So, and I don't owe the Federal Reserve banking system $130,000 or anything at all. Our whole monetary system is nothing more than a sham, and it's a disgrace. And I know you guys understand it, but so many of the American people are oblivious to the realities of how this sham system works, or they just plain don't care. So moving on, this week, The Week reported televangelist Pat Robertson acknowledged on Monday 700 Club that President-elect Joe Biden won. He predicted we'll be seeing a President Kamala Harris not too long after the inauguration of President Biden, and he said it's time for President Trump to concede and retire from politics. Robertson, a leading voice of the religious right since the 1980s, after conceding that Biden will take office and predicting he will either die or resign before too long, Robertson said it would be a mistake for Trump to run again in 2024. And here's why I done this story. His money is on. Here's what you got to look forward to, Republicrats, if any of you's out there. This is what Pat Robertson says, the best that we can do, or you can do. I don't really align myself with the Republican Party at this point. But anyway, he said it would be a mistake for Trump to run again, and my money would be on, that's right, Nikki Haley. He added, I think she'd make a tremendous candidate for the Republican Party. Nikki Haley, I think she'd make a tremendous candidate for the Republican Party, Robertson said. So his money is on Namrata Rahanda. How do you pronounce her name? Ron Rahawa? you couldn't make this up. Now, I wanted to get this in quickly. I was listening. I can't remember what day it was this past week, but a doctor called into the Rush Limbaugh show, and he said that yeah, he was in from the Los Angeles area, and he said, yeah, the hospitals in that area are totally overrun with COVID patients. I thought it was probably just all a lie that the news media was saying, but he said that it was true. But he went on to say they're all illegal aliens. Well, I had not heard
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Internet connection, so I'm not sure how much y'all heard or didn't hear, so now we're doing it by phone if it sounds a little different. But anyway, so just to back up in case all of it was missed, a doctor called into the Rush Limbaugh show. I don't remember what day it was this week. I think it was Wednesday, but don't hold me to that. But anyway, he was saying that the hospitals are overrun in the Los Angeles area, Southern California. But he said that it was it's because of illegal aliens. And I had not heard this, and so I started doing a little looking into it. And listen to this now. Listen to this. This is a CNN story. I apologize for the source.
Chris Van Gorder says he's seen a telling trend in the hospitals he runs. Coronavirus patients are showing up in emergency rooms after calling 911 from the Mexican border. They're literally coming to the border and then calling an ambulance, says Van Gorder, president and CEO of Scripps Health, a hospital system in Southern California. The rise in ambulance traffic from the border, which several officials described to CNN, is a symptom of the pandemic spread in the region and a sign of many of the connections between communities in both countries. There just is not a wall for virus at the border, says Josea Hyman, director of the Center for Inter-American and Border Studies. An increase in cross-border coronavirus cases, which began getting public attention in May, overwhelmed some California hospitals and spurred the state to create a new patient transfer system to help. It is an unprecedented surge across the border, says Carmela Coyle. The names these people have, president and CEO of the California Hospital Association. In the past 5 weeks, more than 500 patients have been transferred to hospitals across the state from California's Imperial County, which has the state's highest per capita rate of coronavirus cases, and according to officials, has seen a very large number of patients crossing from Mexico and then going into the hospital. So here, while, you know, you can't run your small business and you can't cut people's hair and you can't get a haircut and you can't go to church, and if you want to eat in a restaurant, you have to eat outside in the cold. People from another country can come to the border and call an ambulance and be in American hospitals, and you know who's going to end up with all those bills, and then we sit back and wonder why no one can afford health care insurance in this country. I mean, it's just totally insane. So again, this is a CNN story that's detailing how they are, how illegal aliens are coming to the border and then calling for an ambulance and ending up in American hospitals. I mean, you know, this country and this government have gave complete leave to anything like any kind of sane policies that would work toward the betterment of future generations. I mean, what I did in the first 30 minutes on the proposed budget is almost like the ramblings of insane lunatics that would put together spending money like that. Now, I wanted to run down a story. This is what is happening with the new strain nonsense, including the U.S. government reaction to it. And of course, you know, that's what the mainstream media is pushing, the new U.K. strain. But don't worry, the vaccine's supposed to be just fine for that. With the plan being to give Joe Biden grounds on which to enact crippling new coronavirus measures while blaming Donald Trump. Let's take a trip down memory lane. When this hoax first got started all the way back in January, Anthony Fauci was out on TV saying not to ban flights from China. Remember that? Then eventually Donald Trump did ban flights from China against Fauci's advice. Then they started claiming that the virus was a serious problem. They started faking the massive death tolls, and they said that the virus came over in large quantities because flights were not banned earlier, and that this was all Donald Trump's fault. Remember all of that, no matter what he did, you know, it was obviously had to be deemed incorrect. We see the exact same setup here. Everything about this new strain is being set up as a sequel to the first coronavirus crisis, following all the same basic plot points. What they're going to do is continue to allow flights from the UK for a bit longer, then eventually shut them down. But then it will be too late. We will be hearing endlessly about how the virulent new strain is taking over the country. We'll hear about X number of infections, X numbers of increased deaths, and blah, blah, blah. There won't be any evidence for any of it. No one will know who has died, but it has already been established that people will believe a virus hoax without any evidence. Now, that seems to be true. They'll bring out the graphs and the statistics, and people will fall in line. At this point, people are adapted to this. They are falling in line simply because it has become routine. Much of the purpose of this whole thing, beyond collapsing the economy and taking away all your constitutional rights, is to train you to be a good little globalist. What's more, they're going to say that the vaccine is not as effective against this new strain. They're going to say that though it is partially effective, it isn't enough to protect the people because the new strain is so virulent. They will eventually say that we need a new vaccine. However, they won't start saying all that until they've injected significant numbers of people with this vaccine. Also, they will continue to demand that everyone get injected with this vaccine, even though they will be saying it doesn't work, saying it provides some protection. Of course, it won't just be America that shuts down. It will be the entire West. It will be that America will be leading the charge. And, of course, Donald Trump will get the blame for it. Then this will be when Joe Biden is coming into office, and he will say, I have to move to stop the virulent new strain that Donald Trump failed to protect us from. And that will result in new measures that are even far worse than the worst measures we've seen so far. This is going to be the real lockdown where bands maybe ride up in hazmat suits, jump out and grab people and haul them off. They will also start taking people's children from them. It will be all of the worst nightmares that we've been talking about throughout the crisis finally being manifested. Well, that was one take that was on the Daily Stormer. And I missed that call if you want to call back. So, you know, that is about as good of an assessment as I've seen of probably what we're going to be looking at in the future, because they are going to ride this coronavirus to get the wet dream, all the things that these globalists have had in their wet dream forever. They're going to try to ride this to make it all come to fruition, and they're doing a pretty good job so far. I mean, there's a lot of pushback here and there, but it's not really resulting in, I mean, the county next door, it's $1,000 fine if they want to fine you for not wearing a mask. I mean, just a year ago, that would have sounded like, you know, that could not ever happen, but now we see it's happening right before our eyes. Also, the Supreme Court has given Pennsylvania a deadline of 2 days after the presidential inauguration to respond to a challenge to the outcome of the 2020 election. How about that? This is Fox News. This means that by the time the Pennsylvania Secretary of State, Kathy Buchvar, and the others the Trump campaign is seeking to take to the Supreme Court even respond to the petition, President-elect Joe Biden will have already been sworn in. How about that? So, you know, they're having a big rally on January 6th in Washington, D.C. So it will be, it's going to be very interesting next couple of weeks for sure to see how all this shakes out. Also, 7 News out of Australia, cyber bullies and online trolls could be slapped with huge fines up to $110,000 under the world's first laws to be introduced by the government. The online safety bill will make it illegal to post seriously harmful content on websites and social media. Any comments that intentionally menace, harass, or offend? All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. Back in a moment.
Love is a razor, and I walk a line on that silver blade.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not.